And Daffy Gimel says that Kola Marve Livdei Kareiz Meshubach. Somebody who does a lot of bedikas. That's a very benoshim mishubaches by men. Noshim is great. Benoshim tikkur. It's a Mishnah, yeah, which says that basically you should be doing a lot of bedikas. And the more you used to do it, the better you are, and it's a great thing to do. And you should be doing as most bedikas as possible. And the shaila is. Doesn't seem to be like the minig is that people are doing in the shayos. Why not? And what's the side of it? Now this is my daf base which says, "Boy, me never zayim review do. Isha mash tivdek asking the battle. Should Isha check herself for her husband? Amli loy tivdek. You should not go ahead and be doing bedikas. But Gemara, why not? What's one doing bedikas? Tivdek my bedikas sounds a very nice Jewish thing to do. Like before you do bedikas, before you have tashamita. Inside your shemayim, maybe she's seeing and you're not noticing, and you don't want to get yourself into trouble. And why not do bedikas beforehand? It's like the Gemara. The chesaron is imkein libe noikvei upayrish, that if the husband sees you doing bedikas, he's gonna get nervous. Why in the world are you doing bedikas? Elamai, the reason you're doing bedikas is that there's some type of race going on over here, and he's gonna get all nervous, and therefore that's the serious davar not to go ahead and do. And to go do bedikas. When are we discussing? When is this? When is there a shaila? When should one do bedikas or not? Zok tesis with nei tashmis. Gemara shaila with nei tashmis. If right before tashmis goes and does bedika, so then we have a chashash that why is she doing bedika now before tashmis? Elamai, she's going to be doing before tashmis because she's nervous. She's worried about it. If she's nervous, therefore the husband's going to get nervous. Therefore, it'll be like real parish. But if it's after Tashmis or Shloibish Shash Tashmis, and if not, that's not what the Gemara is talking about, and there is no Shash, that's not what we're talking about, and there is no Libay Likvay Upayrish. And that's what the Torah says. The Torah says that you shouldn't do B'dik of Nei Tashmis, Shloibish Likvay Upayrish, but Shloibish Tash Tashmis, that's a great thing to do. So one mouth and alkatesis, the pshat is, what's the institutes? The steel, the more you gimmo, which says marble lipdike is, shleu tashmis, go ahead and do bedikas, make sure you're not seeing. Pshat tashmis, lefnei tashmis, alkapanim, lefnei tashmis, alkatesis, should not do bedika because you're going to be worried that why in the world is doing bedika for tashmis, elamai is doing bedika with a simple derasa, and that's where it's going to be bad. Goyis maimni brings an arbein of simcha, which says, hadam yudalai tivdik, achar tashmis kamar. That when she not do bedikas, that's after tashmis. Kodem tashmis, a mitzvah. Why? It says in the Mishnah, call yad a marber livdik v'nosham u'shubachas. Mitzvah is the opposite. That pshat is that before tashmis, it's a good thing to do bedika. Why? Because maybe she's staining, and so you don't know. So it's like yashmayim, great thing. Go ahead and do bedika. After tashmish, that's why you should not do bedika, because the husband got very nervous. Like, why should you bedika after tashmish? Elamai, maybe she felt something during tashmish, and something was going on, and that's why you should not do bedika. So it's not the opposite. Before tashmish, that's mishubachas, it's a good thing to do. After tashmish, that's something which is bad, because why is she checking now? Elamai, it seems to give us a reasa that the reason why she's checking now is because she started doing tashmish, and therefore it's a bad thing to do. In general, he's going to be nervous. In other words, anybody who, you're nervous, it's called trauma in modern day terminology. He'll be traumatized, okay? And therefore, for the future, I'm saying, for the future. Now, so those are the tumahachim. The Lashon HaRambam, which the Mechaber brings down, Kol Yishesh Leves, the lesson of the Rambam is that you don't need bedika lefnei tashmis. That's the lesson of the Rambam. So Tashmish is medayik and the Rambam two diyukim. It says you don't need bedika before tashmis. Mashma number one, that you don't need to do bedika. Am I allowed to do bedika? The lesson is any tzricha. It doesn't say don't do bedika. So the mashmois of the lesson of Rambam, the mechaber is I don't need to do bedika, but if I want to do bedika. Say the gamer to go ahead and do bedika, and there's nothing wrong with bedika. Just there's no chiyuv to do bedika.
There's no chashash
of the bedika. What do you say?
So there's no chashash of the
bedika. Right. And the Rambam. The second thing in the Rambam is the fnei tashmis any tzricha bedika. but after tashas maybe you should do bedikah, and it'll be a good thing to do bedikah. You should do bedikah. So therefore, Tosh Hashanah is learning in the das of the mechaber that shloi b'shas, that you don't need bedikah before, but you're allowed to do bedikah. After, you should go ahead yes to bedikah. Zakta Rama. Not like that. Ramah says, "Ema lachem l'vdekas 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 l'vdekas." The Ramah paskins that the other shitas, that the pshat is that you should not do bedika. He says, "Being before tashmish, being achat tashmish, l'vdekas l'vdekas." He's going to other mahalach. That the pshat is that the Gemara's shayla in terms of doing bedika b'shas tashmish, that was being before, being after. And the Gemara Dafi Gimbal, which says it's good, is talking about shle b'shas festa. Let's just make a sikkim, just in case I was title. Basically, we have a stira, right? Not a stira. The Gemara Yugimbal says, good to do bedika. Gemara Dafi Yubei says, b'shas tashmish, not so good to do bedika. So we could go make have a couple different approaches. The das of Taisus, that what? The Fnei Tashmish, that's what we're saying. Should not do bedika. Mashenkein, after tashmish, or shalei b'shas festa, say the Gemara to do bedika. Rabbeinu Simcha is the opposite. After tashmish, we're saying that you should not do bedika. Before tashmish, or shalei b'shas festa, then the halacha is then it's mezeh to do bedika. We have the shita of the Ramah. Shas tashmish, being before, being after, don't do it. The Gemara says it's good to do bedikah. Is stamza, so it's just tashmish. But around the time of tashmish, don't go ahead and do bedikah. Then we have the Panina of the Rambam, which seems to say that before bedikah there's no chiyuv. After bedikah you're supposed to go ahead and do it. How is it learning the Gemara and not doing it? After the Chari is learning the Gemara, it means that if you do bedikah mamish right away, a second later. So then, like you'd be chayav karmachatas, and at that point it's about to do bedikah. Mashing, if you wait a little bit. And you wait a couple of seconds, then it's not going to be a problem. So it's a halacha l'maisa. The Ramah's paskening, don't do bedikas before after tashmish. Shaloi b'shas tashmish, kol ma'ar v'lubde karezim u'shubachas. Like we mentioned before, so it comes out halacha l'maisa, paskened in Shulchan Aruch, that b'shas tashmish, don't do bedikas. Shaloi b'shas tashmish is a very good thing to go ahead and do bedikas. Kapi and halacha l'maisa, so everybody brings down, yes, you can do bedikas once in a while. You don't have to always be doing bedikas. I'm all doing bedikas, it's also okay. What do you say? How close before? So, half hour before, half hour after, around the time. When you have any tashmish, that would be this matter. And the Shailer says, Ain't a kavana live the gas with kosher mamish. She says, Be pam the pam, laksik taras every couple of days. Just make sure that to make sure she's tar. What's the shvach? Your bedeket yoysim and rafi alacha. He says, Avada, if it's going to cause scratches, don't go ahead and do it, number one. Res min nekes or mesalekes and lodin ma'ave livdik. And he says that maybe it's vanino that they do see. So maybe the Epshin should have this. Promotion of Tshuva writes that he holds that there isn't really no ma'ave as man as go ahead and do medikas. Why not? It's like Ramosha. That what's the point of doing medika? The point of medika is that you want to make sure they're not seeing. It's like Ramosha that if nowadays, we saw last man that nowadays we have to be more makabar on bedikas, on maris, and anything which is noita, we're going to have to go ahead and be makabar. So, Zakar Moshe, if I'm going to do bedika, and after bedika, I'm just going to be viter and a suffix. So, there's no mild. Bizman is just in the beginning called a maris. Machmir, I feel like maris, shaiva vizab. We're machmir everything on bedikas. Nimsa happy masha, timsu yasir rak me suffix. Vigam rak kurba alma. Ain't mild of bedikas. Says the mild of bedikas is only bizman that. They knew Maris, and they had a clear Messiah in Maris, and it wasn't Smad Lavavis. So then at that point, there's a mile of doing a lot of bedikas, because you want to find out what's going on. But just do bedika, which I'm now having machmir misafik, he says, why? That's not just a mile. That's not a mile. Meaning that nowadays you have to machmir everything, therefore there is no mile of being machmir bedikas. So, which is a little bit problematic, this Ramesha, because when do we not know Maris? Even some people are more, what? Yeah, so Moshe is Magrat and Machmer in yellow, saying. Moshe is extremely Machmer on Maris. Yeah, but according to Moshe, when did that happen?
What?
When did that happen? Did that happen later?
What?
But it's in the times of Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch wrote. What? But the question is, what point did it switch? Shulchan Aruch is saying that there's still a Milo in the times of Yosef of Cairo, right? He's saying there was still a Milo. To go ahead and a couple hundred years ago, 500 years ago back, he's saying there still was a mile to go ahead and It's still a mile to go ahead and do Bidikas. There definitely was, we saw that in Smata Lovis already, we're in the, you know, way before that as in Smata Lovis. It's a little bit of a problem that, what?
What's the problem?
That the Shulchan Aruch Paskins is a mile doing Bidikas and it's a reason for Shabbat. So Moshe is saying, no, there's no mile because now we have to Machman everything. When do we start being Machman everything? It's not Shulchan Aruch also. We saw way back that we didn't know Maris and we had to be Machman anything, which is late already. So it's a little bit of a problem. It's a little hard to understand. Saying,
you
know, yeah, the mice are not doing Mara B'dikas, but frat that in Eretz Yisrael, a lot of people get it's very awful for Nashim to get a lot of smakas. And if you're Mara B'dikas.
Better in Eretz Yisrael?
I tell you last time, I'm assuming why there are more makas in Eretz Yisrael than in America. I saw my cousin teacher from a couple years ago, I was speaking to him. So. And I told him a lot of times when we're not to sell, like after a lady goes after baby, so we make on bidikas. No moich, rishon, shvi, whatever, you know, because people get makas. He's like, what? He goes, by us, you're not ready to do the system. You're not ready to do the system. 14. You're not ready to do 14 bidikas. You're not ready to do the system, so don't start. I was like, whoa. What did I say? So it's one of two things. Either it's, I'm assuming one of two things. Either it's because the temperature difference is much more drier, there's more like a makas, or we still go less, and it could be the surah we do bidikas, right? But you just go around like most of the markets go around like once, so we have to do a spiral, spiral out. Maybe that's what the is the makas. What? Yes, we are. Whatever. America's very broad, where in Texas or in LA, in Muncie, you know, very broad. Kids, anyhow, because therefore, no, you can lemaisa not to be Mara B'dikas mitzad, this Nakuda mitzad that scratches are very hollow. We also have Ramosha, you know, Ramosha saying it's very, you know, it's hard to understand, but, you know, see if Ramosha, lemaisa, the Mara B'dikas.
Does
the
hold that we know how to do
B'dikas
very well, or does he hold that, we talk it
don't
know well, but if it's enough
as
a suffix, it's enough to be able to make
it. Who cares if it's a suffix? He'll just say, like, what? It's a suffix, but it's Yerushalayim. You don't want to get yourself into problems. So therefore, we might live like, I'll be also become suffix, because mine. Say it. We're Yerushalayim. But you want to be max suffix and suffix either, or you want to be careful. But, well, I mean, I guess most places are not going to be because, but fine. I'm still going to be best of the best of the abundance. Where's the suffix? Best of the rice, best of the abundance. So we have to understand a couple many things in the sugi. Number one is that, well, if it's the rice, so what's the makar? You know, where we come from, that's going to be the rice. So. Where's the what's in the car? Is it a svar? Is it a pasuk? On its side, deraisa, is it vade or is it suffix? It's nothing we have to discuss. Is it vade midraisa? Is it vade midarabanan? If it's darabanan, and there's warbi darabanan, what happened to the regular chazaka? You know, why would not pick the regular chazaka? Okay, I'll throw one side. A lady had all her phones on her, all her vestas on her phone. She dropped her phone into the river.
What?
Now she has no clue. What?
Cloud.
What's a cloud? What? This is like 7 years ago, but like, what? But what do you mean? You can get back your phone even though it doesn't exist? How do you do that?
It's stored on the internet. Not our phone. Not our cloud. It's cloud.
Not the kosher phone.
Every kosher phone has it.
Okay, fine. Then, anyhow, right there. Okay. I apologize. I'm a hard time keeping up. You know. So yeah. I remember that she walked into the.
Wrong.
I know. But I remember that she once walked. A lot of different parts to vest the rice darbon in the sugya. There is prisha on the vest. That's one thing. In the vest, a lot of things. In the morning, you have to be pirish on the yom vest. That's one thing you have to do. There's another thing. You have to bedik on yom vest. There's another shaila. I pass the vest. What the halach is? There's another concept that a person has a vest. There's a lot of aspects in vestis. We have to know what we discuss. We say vest derisa, vest darbono. Which chilek of the vestis we're talking about? So I'm gonna get at some nidan with vest derisa, vest darbono. And what are we? What's the? Dr. Rashi says vest derisa halacha moishim is Sinai. The mechazikim lo b'tumas safek. So Rashi has two kedushim. Rashi says number one, halacha moshe mi'sinai. It's halacha moshe mi'sinai. There's no makar. It's halacha moshe mi'sinai. The second nekudah in Rashi is mechazikim lo b'tumas safek. That vesed deraisa does not say it's tumas vadai. It's only going to be considered tumas safek, and it's not going to be considered vadai. Tosfos l'chaver argues on both of them. Tosfos says heich mutaris aminim b'shuvis barak beis. Kamparagisha. Azar bnei Tosh, Yefresh Nishim Samukla Vestam. Place seems to say that, you know, we have a car for Vestas. We have the Makar Daf Sam Gamon Beis, is Prisha Samukla Vest. We have a Makar Vizartam. And we have a Makar Vizartam, which says that lady has to be Purish Samukla Vest. And that could be the Makar. What? His art, Mr. Benisol. That Tosis, the Marvin, that is a Azar Benisol, Shif, and the same Samach Levestum, and the Makar Dava does not have to be out of Lochim, which should be Sinai. It could be considered a Pasim. Another possible Makar we could say for Vestas Deraisa is that it could just be Stam a Svar. We know there's something called Shar Muad, right? Mar Chasabatim, Chasas Gemoshanim, you run from Shar Muad, you do three times. You get it three times, something happens three times, you get it in the Chazaka. So another Makar, maybe I could say Vesis Deraisa is, Chad, is that you saw three times on this day. So just like Shar Muad, who's Nagir three times, comes to Shar Muad, and we say there's a Chazaka. So I could say over here also, that Chad is that if something happens three times, it's Deraisa that I'm Chishish that you're going to see in this day, because I have a Chazaka that's going to see. And Chaim and Sefer seems to reckon with Shar Muad. Like, you know, that's going to change the Makar. We're finding more about Kamadaf on his Amun Abiz. Is Madama Nido to Shar Muad, Benegea, certain things. What? And, you know, that could be. So, because there could be three possible Makars. Rashi is Lochem Moshe Sinai. Tosis could be, you come up from Vizartam, that can be Makar versus Deraisa. And a third possible Makar could be a svara, just like we find, there's a concept of shor muad, that there's a concept of chazaka. So to we have Vestas is going to be deraisa, so that it's going to be considered a that's going to be considered a chazaka. Now, what are we saying on side Vestas deraisa? So Rashi, we have the other thing in Rashi. The Rashi says that Vestas deraisa tells you that what. That we're machzikin lo b'tumma misafel. That even though that's the deraisa, at the end of the day, it's not considered a tumas vadai. It's only considered a tumas safek. And this Rashi, there's a major rabbi. Rashi learns the Gemara side like this. Ves deraisa holds that what? Deraisa is a safek. What does ves derabanan hold? Deraisa, there is no safek. It's only midorabanan a safek. But both stodim is going to be a safek. The big rabbi in Rashi, the true rabbi in Rashi, that if you learn like Tosfos says on the side of Vestas Deraisa, it's like Tosfos that Tosfos is a kasha. How can the Gemara say Gishas Vestas Muteres? I visited in a pre-show, and for Tosfos, talking about you waited 7 days afterwards, and therefore it's a therefore if Vestas Deraisa is kilo vaday, and therefore it's going to be a problem. If Vestas Derabanan, then it's not vaday, it's not going to be a problem. Therefore, it's like Tosfos, Rabbi Yochanan Besamach, Rabbi Yochanan Amabeis, and what Amabeis says. That Isha Sheyeshla vest. Isha has a vest. Bala Mechashav Yimei Vesta, Ubala. Husband's Mechashav Yimei Vesta, and 7 days later, or 12 days later, could come back and have Tasha to meet with her. In fact, the Gemara, maybe she's embarrassed to do Tvila. And for the Gemara, it's only a Suffolk if she's Suah, and therefore, Suffolk is mostly day Suffolk. So Tais is bothered by. If your vest is deraisa, it's vadai. So what is the Gemara saying? Suffolk makes day suffolk. El mezak tesis there. Yochanan Amar Beis has all vests derabanan. El asalem. Damn so tesis.
What? Why is it
vests derabanan?
It's deraisa.
Why do you call it? No, it's like no. Tesis learned on side vests deraisa is vadai. On side vests derabanan, it's not going to be vadai. Therefore, the Gemara Amar Beis, which says, husband comes back, he can chesim me vesta and bala. But the Gemara, maybe she can go to mikvah. The Gemara says, well, the whole riyah is a suffolk. The whole riyah is a suffolk. So therefore, I can say suffolk filik. You might see from suffolk riyah. Taisus is a problem. What do you mean? Vesis deraisa is as vadai. I'm like Taisus. And no, Rabbi Yochanan holds vesis derabanan. And Rashi is not true. Rashi learns iman said deraisa. Vesis still a suffolk. And therefore the Gemara on Mabez, which says about Bachashim Mevesta, that could be even in the Mount Delmer versus Deraisa, you could also consider it a suffix, and it's not going to be considered a bad. Another. Toysis says, Rechnos Vesta Bonin, and according to Rashi, could be versus Deraisa, and still a suffix.
I don't see that Tosfos says it's a Vada.
Another thing is that the Gemara says Another thing is that it says the Gemara tells on a basis. Isha sheisa vestikish has vestel lebatka lebasayif rasa. Isha reaches has vestel lebasayif lebatka. Chosh the vesesa chosh riasa. Isha sees every day 28. He didn't do b'tik on day 28. He did b'tik on day 29. The Gemara says that on the side vestel the raisa, had to be chosh for day 28 and day 29. Had to do both. So the shaila is that if you say Vesas Deraisa is a bad day, so on day 28, so why should we chush day 29 or something? I saw day 28 on a normal day. Your wife saw it yesterday, and then you see it again today. You have to worry about that for both Vesas? No, prayer started yesterday, and I was Mamshach. If I'm saying Vesas Deraisa is as a bad day, I saw on day 28, so just because I didn't do B'dikah, I only did B'dikah on day 29, why should we go ahead and be chushish that? For both readers. Why don't I just say Vesas Deraisa at least one day to 28? So in Rashi, let's move on. The whole Vesas Deraisa is a suffix. Therefore, it's a suffix for yesterday. Now I see a big I saw today, they have to mark both days. But in Tosis, it's a little more difficult. What's the shot that we push for both days? If Vesas Deraisa is that bad day started seeing yesterday, so why do I have to be cautious for day 28 and 29? The Khair if I start seeing yesterday. What time is it now?
11:45.
Shares at 12:15, right? Okay. Yeah. Now. Fine. So far we discussed, let's just kind of Misak and Rolling so far. We discussed what the Makar Vest is there, Isa. We said three parts of Makaris. It could be Halacha Mishu Sinai, Rashi. We have Vizartem. Maybe the Mishramuad. We discussed. On the side, the Raisa is a Vaday like Toysvis, or is a Vaday, is it has a Vaday Ria like Toysvis, or it's a Suffolk Ria like Rashi.
What?
How does this one, the Raisa, we're not Chayshis. No, doesn't mean, no. Is the way he says the Kashayla, how can Vesas go and be Deraisa? Lamaisa, over Vesla Bodka was saying Yerasa. How can Oga be Deraisa? Lamaisa, did she have Aragasha? In order to be Deraisa, we saw that in order to be needed Deraisa, there's a Tanai, they have to have Aragasha in order to be Deraisa. Now, this lady, she's over Vesla Bodka, all of a sudden, she didn't feel anything, she didn't say anything. All of a sudden, the next day she goes and does Vijik. She says, Ves Deraisa is a Maser. Lamaisa, I didn't have any Argasha. So what's it sad to say that Vesas Deraisa must have been Deraisa? Lamaisa, there was no Argasha. And if there's no Argasha, how can I go ahead and say that's going to be Deraisa? So the Chavis Das approach is that Avada on the side of Vesas Deraisa just means that the Vesas Deraisa, we have a Chazaka you're going to see and everything. If you are a Vesas like Baka, so then you're not going to be talking about Deraisa because there's no Argasha, but you're going to be talking about Darabana. Why? Because we say it definitely was a bad area. She definitely had a Ria. We didn't go out of nowhere, went where and it got lost, but the bad day was a Ria. And being that there's a bad day, Ria, they're finally telling me they're a bottom.
It's her own tests.
What do you say? It's casting everybody. How could Vesas be Tommy Midrais and Misafet? There was no Agasha. It's like the Chavis Das. Why is it something Agasha? I did not feel it. It's like the Chavis Das. No, I didn't feel it. You're right. The best is the Raisa, as with the Raisa should probably be maybe Chivadika, Prisha. Over Chivadika, Prisha maybe is the Raisa. The Chazaka is coming is the Raisa. But over Vesla Bodka, that aspect of it is not going to be the Raisa because on my side, didn't see. You have to, like we started off before, there are a lot of parts of Vesla Raisa to deal with. There's the Vedika, there's the Prisha, there's the Vesla Bodka. So the Chavis Das is saying maybe the Prisha is the Raisa. If I see on that day, it's going to be the Raisa. But because we're Choishish, you have a Chazaka, you're going to see. I'm staying the day of my best. I have a chazaka I'm going to see today. Therefore, I have to be poirish. I have to go ahead and do bedika. If I didn't do that, the past, the best pass, best advisor tells me, I'm still going to be awesome. Why am I awesome? Midar Banan, because say I saw it and I lost it on Midar Banan.
What's the
right? The cousin, bedika, prisha. Kazanesh says that, why should we say that you saw Bele Agasha? Says Bedak, how we say Roiv Dam Isbar Goshak in all the days, and the Chazanish says that on the side of Vesas Deraisa we say that she saw Agashav Lavadaita. That being that we have a Chazaka that you see, And when you see, we say, because like you're going to see a period now, and you're going to see a baragasha, right? Because like you see with your, you can see a period of baragasha. She's saying she didn't feel anything. Who cares? We have chazaka saying that it is. And we're telling you that you did see. So therefore, Vesta Raisa tells me, no, you saw an agasha. I didn't realize it. I know you're spacing out. I didn't notice it. And I found that there was an agasha, and therefore it's going to be the Raisa. Now, what's the amount of my Vesta's Darabanan? Why isn't that the Raisa? Obviously, all the Makurs now told us a smachta. If you all vested Darbanan, obviously, all the Makurs can argue a smachta. But Lamaisa, why don't you have a chazaka? Why isn't there a chazaka? Now, she saw three times this day. Why don't we have a chazaka with the right so they can go ahead and see? We can say the same nusach akasha and Rashi. We said it before. Rashi says, what's the Makur vested the right? Halacha Moshe Mesinai. Why don't you halacha Moshe Mesinai? Why don't you say it's a regular chazaka, like Sharm Ward? Sharm Ward, the halacha is three times, it comes to Sharm Ward. So why didn't you new halacha Mishri Sinai over here? The choira. Why didn't you new halacha Mishri Sinai? Why don't you have a regular? Why don't you have a regular chazaka? So there's one nusach saying that the Aruch HaShulchan, the two ways, like two different approaches that you could go towards the question. You could go and say that there's a chisaron over here in the chazaka, or I could say that the chazaka is okay, but there's zaytik reasons why it's not going to be the right. So the Aruch HaShulchan may be to go that etzem the chazaka maybe is a good chazaka. It's like Shar Mu'ad. Now zaytik the reason why it's not going to be the right. So the Aruch HaShulchan approach is like the question we had before. Lamaisi she did not have a gasha, and therefore she didn't have a gasha. So the fact that she didn't have a gasha, therefore that tells me that it's not going to. That's the reason why it's going to be darbanan, and it's not going to be deraisa because the fact that she wasn't agish. Therefore, that's the reason why it's going. That's the reason why it's darbanan. The machlokes ves deraisa darbanan and according to Rosh Hashanah is ves deraisa tells me I saw agishay v'lava daite, and therefore it's tamei. And ves darbanan says no, I don't go zoyveit to say I was agishay v'lava daite, and therefore of our ves. The loy batka is going to be darbanan. And the Yehudin Shuva says that you said a dover is the reason I vested darbanan is because the maisa. This lady has a cheskas tyra, and being that she has a cheskas tyra, so she has a chazaka meikar that she's tar. So we have a little bit of a steer. We have a chazaka getting a chazaka. The chazaka time I'm going to see today. Not that we have a chazaka that she has a cheskas tyra. Being that we have two steeritic chazakas fighting each other. One second. No, he's not going there yet. They have two different Sira de Chazaka fighting each other. The Chazaka, that's what I'm saying, no, who's saying no? The Chazaka bats into the Chazaka, but the Cheskas Tyra against it. We have a Cheskas Tyra against it, so therefore that's why Vestis is only going to be the Rabbanan, because the Cheskas Tyra against the Chazaka against C, they're fighting each other versus the Rabbanan. I don't know if that's the Raisa, although that still is going to be the Raisa. That's two Mahalach. The third and fourth Mahalach are more chipping away at other Nikudah. That there's something wrong with the chazaka. It's not a regular chazaka. And the question is, why is it different than Shara Mu'ed? We say that Shara Mu'ed, if he's negev three times, it gets a different chazaka. So there are two ways of saying it. One way of saying it is the way Shmuel is saying it, is that the chaznis, chazdas, means that they say that just because you had a chazaka you saw three times in a row like this, but a lady's thing is multifactorial, the things which cause it. It could be a kafitsa, it could be changing, going places, it could be food. There's so many things which go ahead and changes the what causes, changes the lot of different causes for a lady to see. And it's something, and being that the lot of different changes in what could cause it, therefore I can't tell you for sure I'm going to see you next day. Just because I saw three times day 29, I can't tell you next time I see you day 29. Maybe it'd be 28, maybe day 31, because so many factors which caused the lady to see, and whatever those factors which caused it in the past or caused it in the future are not the same, and therefore you can't say that just because I saw in the past, I'm going to see in the future. The Mekar Chaim tells Sama Zayin, hey, he says, you say like this, that not everything which happens three times creates a chazaka. If somebody comes on time to say 3 days in a row, does that mean tomorrow is going to be on time? Ooh, or somebody's late 3 days in a row, does it mean tomorrow you're going to be late?
Yeah.
I love that. If it rains 3 days in a row, does it mean tomorrow it's going to rain? The stock market goes up 3 days in a row, it means tomorrow's going to go up?
What?
Just because something happens three times, it doesn't mean it's a chazak. Well, right, so certain things, certain things, Chazal Fashtan and the Dreis Darbana, that there's a teva of such a thing, and therefore they can make a chazaka, sharmuad. You do three times, you see the simen, sivayim, tetzabatim, now you are a sharmuad, and that's a teva of the shartam sharmuad, and therefore there's a chazaka. Certain things, if it happens, it happens three times in a row, that doesn't mean that we have a chazaka, and it's three times for mikri, say, you saw day 29. It doesn't mean tomorrow, it doesn't mean that there's such a thing as a pattern or a goyrim to go ahead and say day 20. Let's say somebody sees 3 years in a row on their birthday. Means next thing you see on their birthday? No, there's no such a vest. There's no such a teva and goyrim for such a thing. So Vest Daraisa says that there is such a teva and if I say Midaraisa. Vest Darbana says there is no such goyrim that we can say Midaraisa, there's such a chazak like that. And just because it happened 3 times in a row, That's not going to make a difference. What? Darbona, there are chayshes. There is episode 5. It's not enough in Hilchos Chazaka to say that this is going to happen. Possible to happen. Do I have to be scared it to happen? You're Shemayim. What? Kishar Muad, Chazal or Dreis understood that there is a teva of a Shartam and Shar Muad.
Doesn't have a teva.
Wait, there's certain things which are a mikra. If it rains 3 days in a row, it's going to rain tomorrow? No.
Right now,
what?
More diamond to the rain than the...
So certain things, or Chazal Fashtan, that there is such a teva, certain things, there aren't such a teva. You can see this, let's say a lady 3 times she went like that, and she saw.
Why is he not
so you can say to me, oh, I have a chazaka, I'm going to go like that, saw.
No.
What? I'm going to go kvitsa. But I'm making my own chazaka. I agree. So she goes like that, yeah. 3 times she went to Yesh, and she saw. So now, Yesh is a goyrim? No.
Probably.
No, there is no such goyrim.
Okay.
3 times in a row, she went to Yesh and she saw. We're not going to say Yesh is a goyrim. It was a mikra. 3 times, you went to Yesh, you happened to see at that time. So who said day 28 is a goyrim? Who said that?
You see the teva, it's totally
here. What
Rav Nashim best kavus.
If you're saying it's
that teva is a kazeya.
No, the Bonin was still Chayshis. Now the Mohoikis, Vest is Dreis, the Bonin is. Rav is not enough. It's not enough to make a Chazaka. It's not enough to say Chazaka that you're going to see. It's not enough to say that's enough. Okay. Because they're, like you're saying, we are worried certain things maybe we see are a Vaitar side or a possible side or maybe Rav. It's not enough. Sharmur is not enough to make a chazaka that I'm badly going to see, and after we play Rish, it's not enough. It's not enough for now. So get some schaz over here. On the side of Vesta Darbana, we said 4 reasons why it would not be Daraisa. It could be the fact that she wasn't Margish. I could say it's not Daraisa. Was that just, I could say, the seems that David got a cheskas tyra, that's another Behuda. We have the chazaka is, it changes, just things happen, and then Stam is the whole thing is not a goyim bechalal. Some of that is, the whole thing is not a goyim bechalal. 3 times a mikra, and therefore it's not going to be. This can be Malach and Rashi. Why? And then anyone who says it's a pasuk, when you look at Mishnah Sinai for, it's a regular svara. It's all these reasons why it's not a regular svara. Come look at Mishnah Sinai, says no, we are choishes. Fine. Now, in most of the Rishonim and Achronim, they go that if Vesta Darabanan, we said before, the Ladin Chalak in the Vesta Darabanan, Ladin Chalak in the Vesta Daraisa. There's the Prisha, there's the Bedika, there's the other Vesta and Vodka, the Ladin aspects to the Chalak of the Ladin aspects to the Chalak of the Darabanan and the Daraisa. Most Rishonim go that Shad is on the side of Darabanan, everything's Darabanan on the side of Daraisa, everything's going to be Daraisa. The Chaim Sefer in Prakdal Alach Yud Beis, he's a little bit bothered by it. The Rambam passes Vestas Darabanan, and the Rambam, if you remember, when he's Cheshmi in Yidim Eziva, he says that the Rambam is 7-11, but if you convey a Vest, then things start over. It's a fact of Chaim that the whole concept, you may need Yidim Eziva as a Darais Alach Yud Beis, we see now you have. May need a meziva. So, if Vest is Darabanan, how can they go ahead and change the may need a meziva? If the right, so there is no concept of a Rias Vest, so then how can that play a role in your may need a meziva? May need a meziva is the right, so the concept. And how could you cheshbin that you may need a meziva if the whole Vest is Darabanan, it should not go ahead and change your may need a meziva? And I'm going to go 7-11, why when you have a vest, does it go ahead and change it? Yeah. Yeah. So Chaim's nusach is along the lines of saying that Avada the Mandam Vest Darbanan holds that if you see on the vest Avada, that's there is a concept. The fact that the vest and you see on the vest, that is also the Raisis. Is Halar being vest Darbanan? Any person who says didn't say Kivias vest in Darbanan doesn't mean that the whole thing is Darbanan. I mean, the Raisis is like Halting Kivias vest cloud. So the comment saying the Rambam is that that which say vest is darbanan, it just means that if I pass the vest and I didn't see, so over there we say the vest is darbanan. Say that vaday suan al chazaka v'shtak I saw, that's going to be darbanan. About if I see on the vest, about that's a midaraisa a riyasa vest, and about it is a concept midaraisa of also being even my vest darbanan. About it is a concept of seeing on the vest, and about it is a gurum seeing on the vest, and about it's going to be deraisa. The older bonnet is over our vest, so the mandam of vest deraisa is even over our vest, that's going to be deraisa. You've had a sore by Goshen, or a sore by Goshen. Mandam of vest deraisa says, no, I didn't see. But the concept of vest, about it is going to be considered something which is deraisa, and being something which is deraisa, therefore he says that that's why the Rambam was even vest deraisa, you can be chesime, ziva, you may need a based on the concept of vest. And then he further of Chaim that everyone, the drasha of his zartum, everyone holds is a drasha gemura. Even if I don't vest, everyone holds a vada, the precious samach of vest, a vada that's going to be deraisa. Why? Because the etzem ria, one second, the etzem ria on the emma vest is betzem, that's something which is a concept of deraisa being a vest. The whole darbanan is if I pass the vest, I didn't see. So the vest darbanan says that it's not going to be considered a vest. But the vada, the concept of vest, everyone is going to agree in the Rambam that it's going to be deraisa. What's nafkin mean? This is nafkin. Number one is that the prisha, the fact that you purchase on the yemei vest, it's like of kaim. That's what I'm bizartum. Even my vest darbanan knows that's going to be also midaraisa, because that's some concept of vest does exist. But chuk zayis darbanan is b'di'eved. If you didn't feel anything, you pass the vest, are we chesh deraisa or is we chesh darbanan? It's because of Chaim Mechadish that everyone holds is a concept as deraisa. The only aspect of darbanan is the other vest, is that can be darbanan or is that going to be deraisa? The Neid Yehuda's nusach of this type of mahalach is also the same type of thing. Everyone holds that the prisha on the vest is deraisa. The whole shaila of darbanan is of our vest is going to be deraisa darbanan. His nusach is that the Gemara Gittin brings down that Shema Meis Chashinon, Shem Yomus Lei Chashinon. The Gemara says, Benegeya, eating Truma, you send a get, somebody's wife is Medina Siyam, shall I eat Truma or not? So maybe he died. So the Gemara says that we're not Chashish that the person died already, but Shema Yomus, in the future, we are Chashish. So Chazaka could tell me in the past, until now, nothing happened. But it says that eventually everyone's going to die, so can't tell me something for the future. So it's the same thing over here. The chazaka can tell me that I didn't see it till now. But to tell me I'm not going to see in the future, the chazaka can't tell me that. Therefore, it's like the prisha on the yom vest, that's going to be deraisa. Why? Because maybe she's going to see today. If I pass the vest already and nothing happened, so the chazaka mechesistara tells me no, I didn't see in the past. But etzem prisha yom vest, That's going to be the deraisa. One last nusach is the ra'ah. The ra'ah says the prisha and vest is deraisa, even though over vest like pakas midarbanan. He says the nusach of is that there's a metzias that the tashmish could cause the down. The tashmish could go ahead and bring the down. The ra'ah. The tashmish could bring the down. Therefore, the prisha and vest is going to be deraisa. Why? Because maybe the tashmish is going to bring the down. Therefore, the prisha is going to be deraisa. Over vest, and it didn't come. That's going to be considered darabon. So it's just a second career. Looks like I'm just looking confused today. Last time? Sounds good? All right, let's
check some agreement.
Yeah? No. Let me just decide a little bit. We said that Moshe Shain Wall, Vest is darabonin. The passage of is Vest is darabonin. Everything's darabonin. All halakim, right? The Prisha, the Dika, Avar Vest, everything is going to be darabonin. That's Moshe Shainim, Moshe Achrayim. In the Rambam of Chaim and the Ra'ah, they want to say that even if Vest is darabonin, the Prisha is going to be deraisa. Why is it deraisa? What's the Hezbollah Dover? So if one Hezbollah, let's say the Ra, the most, let's say that the Tashish could bring the down. So even though maybe however I vest like Barka, I say Starbanam, I can have Tashmish because maybe Tashish can be the down. That's one Malach. Malach of Chaim is that the whole vest is Darbanan, it's only over a vest like Barka, then we say Starbanam. But the actual concept of vest, that's something that's which is yes considered a Daraisa. And therefore, you have to be worried that maybe you're going to see, and you have to be worried that maybe you're going to see.
According to the Rav,
there are those on Midayak and Rashi. Rashi says, what's the vest like Darabana? Rashi says, the Bedika on Yom HaVest is that the rest of Darabana. It's the lesson Rashi. Why does Rashi say the Bedika as opposed to everything else? Why does he say the Prisha on Yom HaVest? Because if I ask the vest like Darabana, what's the first thing I'm saying that comes to your mind? Everything, Gratu Parish or not? Why does Rashi say the Bedika on Yom HaVest? The Rashi and Haris Taf Ches, and the mission over there sounds like he brings down the concept of the Prisha. The Rashi is the priest actual priest is deraisa. Therefore, that's Rashi. And the Morshah, that's deraisa. Their point is going to copy Bedika and not copy the actual, not copy the actual Bedika. So what's the nafkamina of this whole Shmuzarai? Basically, that's deraisa their point. Well, so one nafkamina, like we said before, somebody loses their calendar before. What did I say? Cloud? Whatever it was. If you lose your calendar or. Lamaisa, the second your wife gets a period, you just right away she marked on your vestas. Because if you end up waiting, you end up forgetting what day it was. They always consider get shaylas. Like, oh, I don't know, I'm not sure what day it is. I've got to mark it down. Is this and that one? Sometimes right away you should, what? As soon as you see, you should mark down your calendar right away. Because.
When did you do a hefset?
What do you say?
When did you go to the mikvah?
Most people don't get hefsek in 5 days, I'm saying. Yes, 5, 6, or 7, I'm saying. 5 or 6, it depends on your rav, that's one aspect. No, it's 5, 6, or 7, in other words, if you more, has to do with that. Well, whatever. The nafkamina, like we said, nafkamina ma'ar svitin, mekilin ma'achmir ma'ar baruch day. But 5 or 6, okay. Akapanim. Just remember it's the night, remember it's the day. So if Ves is der Raisa, so then Safik der Raisa l'chumra. If Ves is der Abanan, then we say Safik der Abanan l'kula. In the world of the Chassam Sefer of Chaim, they're saying, even Ves is der Abanan, the priest is going to be der Raisa. So in their world will come out that even if I don't know what day it is, I'm going to have to go ahead and be Machmer. Because the priest is the rice, the whole side of the rice up on it is going to be.
So we think we have the priest will be docked on the day of the vest.
The priest on the day of the vest is going to be the rice. We just all that's been we said is on dafka the day of the vest. It causes the dam. It brings it's shami me shami yomis the chazaka. That's been enough. Coming to the rice. That's been enough for my. I got just for rice. I'm not going to have another share about this. I'm going to get there tomorrow. So the most achrenim go that vest is darabonan across the board. And it's totally darabanan. Therefore, if you forget your vestas, you can be mekel, and you can mekel. The pesach brings down the raw. Some sefer was into the raw. That Yehuda, the chayish that prisha some of the vestas is going to be the raisa. The ma'isa bedaka, you know, reiv mekel, we all that reiv achreinim are mekel and chavstas. Now it's reiv achreinim ma'isa mekel. That vestas are going to be darabanan. And Lamaisa, if you lose your phone or you didn't mark it down, Lamaisa the Diyavi would say Vesa Darbonan, and Lamaisa it would be Lamaisa.